This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 262 for Friday, February 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed at Friday's close, with losses in the front months and gains in the more deferred positions. Canola was trading within a dollar of unchanged at the close, the March contract down 90 cents at $483.30 per ton. A new crop November, it's up 60 cents at $499.20. Bearish technical signals did weigh on prices in early trade, with some stops hit on the way down. Large commercial supplies and concerns over declining Chinese demand were also bearish. However, a lack of significant farmer selling helped temper those losses, while support was also eventually uncovered to the downside. A steady tone in Chicago soybeans after the release of a number of key USDA reports was also supportive. Soybeans were up at the closing bell, March 2 cents higher at $9.15 per bushel. The reaction to the USDA reports was relatively muted, with the production and stocks estimates generally in line with market expectations. U.S. soybean total U.S. soybean ending stocks are now forecast at 910 million bushels. That would be down by 45 million from the previous estimate, but still roughly double last year's carryout. The world numbers pointed to declining Chinese import demand and rising stocks in that country. That's raising concerns over just how many beans the U.S. may be able to sell to China. The USDA dropped its Brazilian soybean production forecast by 5 million tons, and Argentina's crop was lowered by 500,000 tons from the December forecast. Corn futures, they posted small losses, March down 2 cents at 374 per bushel. The USDA cut its corn yield estimate for the year by 2.5 bushels per acre. The production and carryout stock numbers were also lowered, providing underlying support. Brazil's corn crop was left unchanged at 94.5 million tons, while Argentina's crop is now forecast at 46 million tons. That would be up by 3.5 million from the December estimate. Wheat futures in the U.S. ended mixed, the March Chicago contract up 4 cents at 5.17 per bushel, Kansas City March wheat down 2 cents at 4.94 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in the March contract at 5.67 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat seedings were pegged at 31.3 million acres. That was below trade estimates and down by about 1.3 million acres on the year. While the smaller acreage base was supportive, U.S. wheat stocks for the current marketing year were revised higher. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, February 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.